are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, let's speak about we're speaking about being more than a mother, right? We're speaking about women finding their identity beyond simply being a mother. This is our womanhood feature, and we're going to be speaking with Mrs. Ngandu in just a moment. Now, while motherhood is a vital part of a woman's life, her identity encompasses so much more, right? Her passions, her talents, her faith and purpose. And embracing her full self nurtures confidence and fulfillment. So let's talk about it. We're talking about how women's identity can extend beyond her role as a mother and how she can nurture her passions and her talents. All right, Mrs. Ngandu, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Happy to hear it. All right. So it's a very interesting conversation. And I know a lot of women, you know, it can be a polarizing one. Some women will find that we're trying to say that it's not important to be a mother, or that you are nobody if you're not a mother. Why are you even here? What is the point of your existence and all of that? But how can a woman's identity extend beyond her role as a mother?
Indeed, today we have a very beautiful topic. And it also speaks to me because I'm a woman. I'm also a mother of two. So how can a woman's identity extend beyond her role as a mother? First and foremost, before any woman becomes a mother, they are women first.
Yes.
So before I became a mother, I was a woman. And I was living my life. So motherhood is simply an expansion of womanhood. So meaning that I, as a woman, should not stop living my life when I become a mother. So how can my identity as a woman go beyond? So women mostly embrace different seasons of life. So first you're a woman, and then different seasons of life come on board. And one of them is being a mother. So identity is something that you don't borrow. It's something you are born with. So no one was born a mother, just born and they become a mother. No. So our identity is a woman. So we live as women. Before I became a mother to my girls, I was a woman and I was living as a woman. So meaning the things I was doing when I was a woman should not stop because now I've become a mother. All I have to do now is how am I going to balance between being a mother and a woman?
Yes.
The balancing is where the secret is.
Yes.
Because if you don't balance, because if you just, if you, you are now both, you are a woman, you are also a mother. So both sides will have effects. If I just live as a woman, I forget about the motherhood. Whilst I'm a mother, the children will suffer. Again, if I say, okay, I'll just focus on being a mother, but I'm also a woman, my identity will suffer and other issues because I was born as a woman. So I mean, the in me is a woman. So if I get rid out of it, problems will come about.
And it's so because as you're speaking, I'm thinking of, you know, all the conversations we've heard where someone wants to make that point, but then it's taken as, you know, you're being selfish. Once you are a mother, it's no longer about you. So it's almost like the woman aspect that you're talking about is completely canceled out. Like, no, if you try and do anything that has to do with your identity outside of being a mother, then you are selfish and you're not a good mother. A good mother is all about her children.
Very true. But one thing people should realize to say, we are born as women.
Yes.
So that is why you, if you focus too much on being a mother, that is why you find that mostly you get depressed. There's something that is missing. Your identity as a woman. You have stopped living your life. You are just living for others. So now if you're living for others, the self in you is simply, is slowly, slowly being diminished, which later on leads to even mental breakdown. Because you are a woman. You are first an individual, then you become a mother. So if you take away what you are in the first place, it will even be difficult to work well as a mother.
Yeah.
Eventually you will crash. You will crash. And you know, one thing I've come to realize is,
yes,
eventually as these children grow, they leave.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They leave and you remain home as a woman.
And if you've
and you now you start wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and now you start wondering, who am I?
Who am I?
So what is next?
Yeah.
Yes, what is next for me?
For sure, for sure. And like, it's interesting you're saying that, because I feel like even as the children are growing, we tend to not understand that when we are our healthiest, including emotionally and mentally, then we make better mothers. So even self-care, taking care of yourself and, you know, maintaining that individuality and that identity is also healthy for the children, because they get to see an example of that kind of balance for when they get older. Boys and girls, it's healthy for them to see a mother who's well balanced. And what are some of the passions or talents that can be nurtured alongside motherhood?
Okay. So remember, before you became a mother, you had a lot of hobbies, a lot of talents and passions, something that you love to do and you enjoy doing. So I can give examples of some of the things that women can still continue doing once they are mothers. For example, hobbies like gardening. Mm. If you love gardens, you like to grow vegetables, and it makes you happy, that should not stop you because now you're a mother. You can still create time to go and make yourself happy and do your gardening. Mm. There are women who love to bake. You can still bake. And make you can still continue improving that skill of baking, and even bake for children. It will make you happy. It will also make the children happy and the family.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing it because you love it, but it's also benefiting the family.
Right.
There are others who have hobbies like reading. So you can still continue reading and helping yourself grow, because in reading, we get to learn a lot of things. So in the reading, if you like reading different books, you continue reading. It will help you not to lose your identity.
Mm.
There are a number of outdoor activities which probably you are doing, like maybe exercise for your self-care, for your body.
Mm-hmm.
Those who enjoy going to the gym, others want to go jogging. All those things can be things that can be incorporated, even as you are a mother, that you are enjoying and helping you to be healthy so that you are a better mother. Because when you are doing things that make you happy as a woman, then even at home, you'll be the happiest and you will pass on that joy even to your children and to your family.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. And
the other thing,
yes,
in our different churches, there are a number of things that you as a woman can enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have in churches, we have societies like women ministries. We have Dorcas. We have these youth. If you enjoy going for such activities, you still have to continue and make yourself happy, and it will help you grow.
Yeah. And how can balance be achieved between personal goals and family responsibilities? Because like you're saying, both roles are important, being a mother and also being an individual. They're both important. So how do we actually achieve that balance?
So this one, that is where now most people find that they are failing to balance, so then they are just on one side.
Mm.
So this one requires lots of planning. You have to tell yourself to say, okay, I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I have also family responsibilities. I have personal things that I have to do.
Mm.
So now in the hours that God has given to me, how am I going to balance these things?
Mm.
How am I going to create time? And you have to be deliberate about these things. You have to just deliberately set time aside to say, okay, this is how I'm going to begin my day. Each day I begin, early in the morning, it's time for my personal time.
Mm.
You can decide to say, before everybody wakes up, I'll have some just time alone to read my Bible, to read my books. If it's to go for a walk, I will do that. Mm-hmm. Then afterwards, you've, of course, there's also work. Others, I will go for work. When I come back, family time in this house will be at this time. This time, I will spend time with the family. Mm-hmm. And this requires to engage everyone in the family. Because on your own, it's very difficult. So it's something where you have to engage the family to say, this is how we are going to live. Mm. Mm. As an individual, I'll also ask for my space. So maybe on this particular day, this time, I'm asking that I should spend my time doing my own things. And then you look for solutions. During that time when you are not available, how are you going to handle the family? How are the children going to be handled? So it's about discussing as a family on how you are going to create time for each other so that everyone benefits and no one is left out. And everybody is given a chance to also rest and have their time for personal things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And in what ways would you say faith helps to shape the identity of a woman?
So faith is a very good aspect in the identity of a woman, because faith is believing that I can do something and I will do it well. Mm-hmm. You have the confidence in everything that you're doing. So if, as a woman, I say I'm going to be reading the Bible or I'm going to be reading books, it makes me happy, and I'm doing it with confidence, and I have that self motivation to do it myself without being pushed or without people thinking I'm abnormal, mm-hmm. and I do it well. I'll do it well with all my heart. Mm. It means I'll do it well with all my heart. It will give me self-worth and self-esteem, because I have believed in it and I'm going to do my part, and it's going to come out well, balanced, and the world will then be able to say, okay, that woman there is living her life. That woman there is living a balanced life.
Yeah.
I'll be able to manage a number of tasks, because everything that I do, I have confidence in it. I'm putting in my very best and I believe that I can do it.
Mm, mm.
So when you have faith that you can balance, you can be a mother, you can also be a woman.
Mm.
And both of them, you have faith. You put in the confidence, you will be able to manage and handle both tasks.
Yeah.
So it's a very good component. Mostly, we don't have faith to say, it's not manageable. I can't be a woman and a mother. So once you lose that faith, it will be very difficult to manage both.
Yeah.
And you end up losing your identity. So it starts with believing to say, I can be a woman, I can also be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So when you believe that you can be both, then you know how you are going to handle each.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Yes.
And how can this then spill over and become inspirational to other people? How does embracing a full sense of my identity inspire the people around me?
Okay. So when you work towards your own potential, you inspire others. We have women in the Bible who stood out, like Ruth. And today we're able to look out to say, okay, look at that woman who had a full sense of self and they stood out.
Mm.
Okay, when we also have women around the world who have stood out and have done great things. And other women are able to point out to say, wow, she's a woman and she managed to do that. I can also manage to do that. For the women who have achieved things in the world, they had to put in their full potential and their full self. And that way, when other women look at them, they're able to say, wow, this woman is so hardworking. And she puts in herself and puts in a lot of things.
Mm.
Therefore, they're able to manage this number of tasks. I can also do it. They become like role models to say, if she can do it, I can also do it. Mm. So when you live with true values, passions, you create an atmosphere that encourages those around you.
Yeah.
So the passions that we have, if let's say I have a talent of baking, and on my own, I told myself as a woman, I'm going to work on this skill of baking. I'm going to do it well.
Yeah.
And you do it so well. Mm-hmm. And everybody looks at your cakes. Your cakes are so nice. They look so nice outside. The inside is so nice. The women out there also get inspired to say, wow, this woman has been doing this skill so well. They also get motivated to also push and also do something.
Mm-hmm.
So when you trust in your own worth, you show others that it is possible to stand firm in your own identity.
Right.
Yes. So it's about you yourself having the faith in yourself, trusting in yourself, then others will also, you'll be able to lift them up in their different avenues of life. You will be able to lift them up to say, okay, this is actually manageable.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually doable.
Yeah.
I can also manage to do this and that. And in all this, God is the one who can help us. It is not easy being a woman mm-hmm. and a mother. But motherhood is also a gift and a blessing from God.
Mm-hmm.
So since it's a blessing from God, we need to ask God now to help us and show us how we're going to live and also manage and balance being a woman and being a mother.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. Any final thoughts that you have on the subject before we let you go?
Okay. One thing I would leave out to the women out there. Remember, before you became a mother, you were a woman.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a woman, you had dreams. You had passions. You had a number of things that you had planned for your life even before you became a mother.
Yes.
Then we praise God along the way, you become a mother. Those dreams that you had should not die just like that.
Mm.
Sometimes you'll find that because of motherhood, you have to pause a number of things a bit, maybe take care of them, but you can still pick up yourself and go back and still achieve what you wanted to be as a woman. And also still be a good mother.
Mm.
So balancing these two is very important. It helps women with their mental health. It also helps women to realize to say, I am also an individual before I became a mother.
Yeah.
So may God help us to know how to balance the two. And may we take this a very important subject, because most women right now are getting mentally disturbed because they are getting crushed, because now they find themselves, how do I manage this? There's children and there's myself. They do not know where to stand.
Yeah.
So it's a very critical subject which you have to tell yourself to say, I can do it. I can be a woman and I can be a mother and enjoy both of them.
Yes.
So may God help us and may God bless us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate the conversation and your time and insights as well. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.